only kidding.
The market value of pot would go down, down, down if you legalized it.
You supersize it.
Right now, now, now. $4,000 an ounce.
That's way too much.
$400 an ounce.
That's 10 times the blunt.
We need to smoke a little more pot right
now, now, now.
That huge profit margin would go down, down, down if pot were legal.
For the needy people.
Right now, now, now.
Doesn't lead to harder drugs.
No more than cigarettes.
No, absolutely not.
It leads to happiness.
We need to smoke a little more pot right now, now, now.
La photo with Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan shows Kagan playing softball.
That's been sort of a signal, like two men sunbathing together on a beach or something like that. The immediate implication is that they're gay. That's all I've known that for a long time, and as soon as I saw that picture, the implication, she's gay, she's gay. I saw the allegation, she's gay, she's gay.
Her sexual orientation is significant in her confirmation.
And she gay.
Lesbian.
And she gay.
Gay, like two men sunbathing together on a beach.
Or something like that.
The White House denies her gayness.
And she got those people on her iPod playlist.
There are posters of the Indigo Girls everywhere, and I don't. I like them too.
Now,
okay. Well,
we are deciding to make this a conversation. By the way,
joints in 1960,
today mine is 50,
to get just as high, again 2010 with just one joint,
going back in time always disappoints,
isn't that amazing,
it's gonna be crazy in 2060,
if we legalize marijuana, it would be a very dark day in California,
drunk with smoke,
very bad idea,
would you balance our budget, it would not,
county voters came for legalizing pot,
if we legalize marijuana, it would be a dark day,
very bad.
A dark, dark, best day I'd ever have.
A dark day.
Turns blue. I know the nerve.
that last one was the Pixies with Here Comes Your Man. And before that was If Pot Were Legal by Autotune the News. I know there's that weird bit in about there about dated version of the Kagan confirmation, whatever. And before that was Silver Bullet, which apparently is about Bob Seger. Sorry about that. I did not know that was going to be. I was going to be about werewolves, you know? So sorry about that. I guess Bob Seger and werewolves go together in the mind of the briefs. That's the band that does that one. Okay, so let's go on with the music. All right, sorry about that. It should start playing any time now.
And let's go get outside some drinks.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4. Henry gets my house in jar. 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 Henry gets my house in jar.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, somebody was at the door. I lost control. All right, y'all. That was one of my favorite Dr. No songs somewhere along the way. Before that was The Dayglo Abortions with Proud to Be a Canadian. You know we are. Before that was Millions of Dead Cops with Henry Kiss My Assinger. And before that was that really cool clip from Archer that I like so much. Before that was Molotov Cocktail with One Finger. All right, let's keep going, shall we? Well, y'all, I've had a lovely night. I hope y'all have too. And this is Music Cops Present with DJ Natasha on Berkeley Liberation Radio 104.1 FM. I want to read the Station of Purpose real quick. Berkeley Liberation Radio exists to provide a voice for the diverse community within the Berkeley, Oakland area and beyond. Further, it is a vehicle that we established to bring about social change, consistent with a vision of creating an alternative, diverse, hybrid society free of sexism, homophobia, racism, and all other forms of oppression. Programming on Berkeley Liberation Radio will be reflective of those goals and ideals. So, you know, keep that in mind. That's what we're going for. And if you hear something on our station that you don't think follows that mission statement, hey, let us know, because you know what? That mission statement is what we are all about, okay? And we do invite communication and participation and support from the community. We would love a donation here and there. $20 would really help us out, y'all, okay? So if you want, you can always go to BerkeleyLiberationRadio.net, BerkeleyLiberationRadio.net, and check out, you know, ways to donate. Let's see. I think we're just going to go right into this beautiful thing that we have. Well, it's going to take me a second to open it. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, let's see if this will work. No, it won't. Oh, wait. I think it is working.
This made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
I would say this to everybody who's watching this. This economic crisis is like a cancer. If you just wait and wait thinking this is going to go away, just like a cancer, it's going to grow and it's going to be too late. What I would say to everybody is get prepared. This is not a time right now to wishful thinking the government is going to sort things out. The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition.